Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I just have to tell you that my son just got done listening to our first episode.
What was his critique?
It was over and he sat up in bed and he said, "That was really weird." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He's like, "Well, not the music."
Oh, good. Okay.
The music thumbs up on the music. Okay. Yeah, the music is spot on, but the laughing is a little weird, he said. Then the immediate follow-up question is, they said you're going to do another one about fall. And I said, yeah, mm-hmm. we're going to do another one about Thanksgiving. When? Is it coming out tomorrow? So he's very excited.
Well, that's really great. We have a fan.
We have one fan.
Hey, Rebecca. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Emily?
Good. It makes me very uncomfortable to look at you while we're talking, for reals. Do you ever
do podcasts where you're looking at someone, or is this the first time?
This is the first time.
This is like a first date for you.
It's very uncomfortable.
You can turn off the video.
No, this it's fine. Much. Okay, so.
It's your idea.
This was my idea, and it was a poor one. Welcome to the second episode of Problem Solved. Woohoo! Podcast segment where we will not solve any problems. I just want to be clear about that because we had some confusion where people didn't know why we didn't solve any problems. It's because we don't intend to.
If it happens along the way, it's
a bonus. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the point of this is just to have fun. I think a lot of what we talk about on the podcast can be kind of heavy and, what's another good word for heavy? Supplement my vocabulary,
weighty,
please.
Weighty.
Heavy and weighty. Wow, that's a good one. That's a good one. I think that'd be more Scrabble points, too. Weighty.
Yeah.
So that's good. Anyway, and so this is just kind of fun for the sake of funness.
Laughter.
Laughter, yes. I see that you have a MailChimp shirt on. They were supposed to send me a MailChimp shirt, and they sent me a knitted crochet MailChimp hat of a monkey.
That's pretty cool.
They said, "What size shirt do you want?" And I said, "Medium." And then I got a monkey hat. So, it's a little piece of trivia for you.
Well,
Emily has a monkey hat.
It's a really soft shirt. I'm sorry.
It looks really great. I know. I have a monkey hat for Texas. It covers your ears. Like, it's so, so warm. And I so don't need that down here. Okay, so first, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. That's the general theme. Mm-hmm. And I had some questions for you regarding kind of gratitude and thankfulness. It's not specifically related to the holiday, particularly. Okay. So that's my first question. Do you have a personal limitation or a flaw that you used to kind of really not like, but you've kind of become thankful for?
Okay, hold on a second. I feel like you always ask these questions and you know your answer. Yes. Like you.
Correct.
But you're like, what?
You say always like we do this on a regular basis.
The second time now. You know what you want to say. So you think, what question can I ask? So that.
No. Oh, no. No, I just thought it was a good question.
Okay.
And so
you go first.
Okay. So a flaw that I really didn't used to like, but I like now, or not, it's not that I like it, but I don't hate it as much, is that I cry really easily, especially when I get in front of people and I'm talking like to a group of people, especially if it has to do with God. But I feel like now I don't dislike it as much because I feel like it helps you connect with people.
Yeah.
Which is not why I do it. But when other people cry, I don't go, "Pull it together, you sissy." So I think maybe people don't think that about me too.
That's a good one. It's very deep. Maybe I'm just not in tune with myself, or I just still dislike everything.
You dislike everything, or you just like everything?
Dislike. Like I haven't, there's things about myself that I dislike that I haven't come to embrace yet.
Hmm.
When I was growing up, I was really shy.
Okay.
A shy kid. And my, apparently, according to my mother, my resting face is very angry. So I would always get in trouble if I was just like kind of going into my head and my zone for looking too mad or not happy enough, or, and not in trouble. Like I wouldn't get grounded. Yeah. My mom would be like, you're making people feel uncomfortable that you're not smiling. But that's just part of my personality. Like I am more pensive and thoughtful and introverted around groups, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm not like the life of the party, and that's okay. I think I just come to accept it. I'm really great one-on-one. Like I really love small group one-on-one. I can go, and I want to go deep fast. Like I don't want to stay surfacey. So I don't know, maybe that has something to do with it.
Okay. I accept that answer.
Video is really throwing this off.
I know. So, should we turn it off?
Let's turn it off. We can't afford to mess this up.
The stakes are too high, Rebecca. Hold it. I don't know how to turn mine off. How about that? Okay. Okay. So now you go.
Okay. So I live in a highly immigrant area, and a lot of, well, Thanksgiving is an American holiday. I don't know if you knew that or not, Emily.
Oh, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. So how would you explain Thanksgiving to an immigrant? Go.
Oh gosh.
It's complicated, huh? I mean, images of Indians and corn and like top hats are coming into your brain, I'm sure.
Lots of buckles on lots of shoes.
So explain it to someone who's new to our country.
Okay, but then you have all the people, there's a lot of nuance. It's getting complicated. You made me go first that last time.
Oh, I'm not answering this one.
I feel like I'm walking into a trap.
It's complicated. I mean, we celebrate Thanksgiving, but why?
But I can't say anything without making someone incredibly offended. I didn't realize this, we celebrate a thing that we can't really explain.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, I think the safe answer is...
Tell me the safe one.
A day to be thankful. It's a day to eat lots of food and hang out with people you love and remember all the things we have to be grateful for.
Okay, well, yes, I can get behind that.
Yeah, just skip all the other stuff.
Okay. I just thought you wanted, like, historical...
That is what I was going for, but you didn't seem to want to go there, so...
Well, how would you go there that in a way that doesn't get letters written to us?
I was hoping you would have that answer.
Okay. On the spot with no time to prepare.
Yes.
Super. Okay. All right. So this is going to be not as much of a minefield. What product do you use on a daily basis that you find that you're really thankful for? I'm thinking something having to do with cats. No?
No, no, no. No cats. Coffee. I'm super grateful for coffee. I use it every day.
It's true. What coffee do you drink?
Whatever my husband makes. I like a dark roast with no cream, no sugar. Just give it to me dark.
Me too.
Oh,
that's my very favorite.
Yeah. And I prefer it like in a French press or something. Mm-hmm. Not that, but.
Well, I do cold brew. Do you know that? Do you know about that?
I've heard of it.
It's really good. I actually, my sister just started doing it, and she is buying it for everyone for, I shouldn't, never mind. Rewind. Sorry, Katie, for telling everybody.
That is awesome.
That is the last time I ever get a secret from my sister.
What about you?
Okay, so, and I don't know how to say it because it's French, but you know the kitchen stuff, Le Creuset?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you say it?
Croissant? Creuset?
I don't think it's croissant.
No, that's something you eat.
But I feel like I shouldn't say the T, but in my mind I say the T. Anyway, that brand where the bottom is dark and it like fades up into a color, all their stuff is like...
Color changing? What is this?
No,
the pot?
I'm making this more. It's just a teapot. It's a red one that starts red and towards the bottom, it's black.
Okay. Because you burned it too many times or it comes that way? No,
that's the thing. I didn't burn it. It comes that way. All their stuff fades from like black into a color.
Okay.
Never mind.
Keep going. This is good. This is good.
Anyway, I just like it. It's my red teapot and I use it to drink coffee and tea. And I use it probably 9 times a day. So I drink hot water.
Okay. I was going to ask how much coffee you have a day.
About 3 cups of coffee.
Okay.
Really black, really strong coffee. So I drink black coffee tea and then hot water too, which recently I was on the podcast called me out, this podcast, because I drink just hot water. And they said that maybe I was effectively called us serial killers, like that we have like serious things wrong with us.
Well, don't take that personal.
Oh, I know. I don't. I don't.
You just keep drinking that hot water.
Do you drink hot water? Or is it just me?
I have never even thought to drink hot water.
This is why I do it. It is very comforting, hot drink of any kind.
And you just don't want more caffeine? Is that kind of it? But you still want a hot beverage?
I don't know. Sometimes there just isn't a tea that I like around. Or like today, I was at work and I was so cold during a meeting that we had. Mm-hmm. So I just went and got some hot water. I don't know. Mm-hmm. To me, it solves the temperature problem and the cozy problem.
I can see that.
Thank you.
Yeah. The results will still be out on the serial killer aspect.
Who knows if there is people buried under my house because of it, but right. I'm cozy with my hot water.
There you go.
Thanksgiving disasters. I wanted to ask you if you've ever had one. What's the worst or weirdest thing that ever happened on Thanksgiving?
My mom started her period on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Which one year? Just all the years.
Holly will kill me for saying that out loud. I was not here yet because...
Okay, so it was a Thanksgiving disaster you weren't even there for.
But I heard about it, and it sounds pretty terrible because if you think about it, on Thanksgiving, most of the stores are closed down, so you can't get supplies that you might...
Okay, I'm so sorry. She started for the first time on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you just meant one of the cycles landed on Thanksgiving. No. Okay. All right, well, that's more memorable.
All of us, right?
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, it's not the best day, but it's not the worst.
Her first time. The first.
Oh, man. The
debut.
Okay. Wow. I thought I was dying the first time I started my period. Was it kind of traumatic for you?
I was in Boston with my figure skating coach and my mom in a hotel room. I don't remember it being traumatic. It felt just like any other day, but annoying. I don't know.
Annoying. Okay.
Yeah.
I could not shave my legs until I started my period.
Ooh.
That was the rule in our house.
That is an interesting rule.
I felt very afraid that I was not going to start until I was like 20. You know, when you're little and those things are like supreme importance.
Yeah.
So I was like willing myself to start so I could be less hairy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. So what was it like on that day? You started your period and you jumped in the shower with a razor?
No, because I didn't know how to do it. And I was sure that I was going to like cut my leg off.
Right.
One false move.
True.
No, I was kind of a nervous kid.
I remember being excited to shave my legs too. And my mom said, once you start, you can never stop. You need to like really make sure that you're ready to start.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of true.
Yeah. Well, I don't care.
Yeah, anymore. Once you get married, you can stop.
Forever.
It's over.
So you can stop all those things you did. For all the single ladies
just,
out there.
Just kidding. You want to look beautiful.
See, I wasn't kidding. No. So that's the biggest Thanksgiving disaster you weren't even around.
That I can think of off the top of my head. Yeah. But I was affected by that.
I mean,
that.
You wouldn't be here if that had never happened.
It hadn't started. So, mm-hmm. All right. What's yours?
Well, I happen to just have a really pretty traumatic one, and it's a little graphic, so I'm going to be taming it as much as I can. So we lived in China, in rural China, and we had one room that had heat, and anywhere else in the house, you could see your breath. It was that cold. So in our bed, we slept in like down jackets with mittens and hats on and like hot water bottles in our beds. Like
hold on a second. Is this the Texans speaking about how cold it is, or was it
like you could see your breath in your bedroom?
You really could. Okay.
Like literally. Okay. Yes, I'm not being dramatic.
Okay.
It's one of the few times that I'm not being dramatic.
Continue on.
This is factual. Anyway, and so I would drink hot water and hot tea. Mm-hmm. And I had this tea that was, it had senna in it. We've had previous conversations regarding senna.
Yes.
And I thought, well, because we couldn't get tea that would help you be regular everywhere in China, I just thought, well, I would just try to make it last, right? And so instead of just drinking one cup, I just kept adding hot water to it.
Okay.
And it got weaker and weaker. But again, as previously we've talked about, I don't care about drinking hot water, I think it's fine. And I'm so cold. If you're in your house and you can see your breath and you're bundled up, you just need hot water. Absolutely. And so I was drinking that, and then I went to bed, and it worked so well to help me be regular. In the middle of the night, I bolt upright, had to go to the bathroom.
Oh my goodness.
It like to wake you up out of a dead sleep. It was serious. Anyway, that was the like early, early morning of Thanksgiving. Well, it never stopped all day long. It was a disaster of bowel proportions. It was bad. And so, but on top of that, I had invited some students over to help me prepare the Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
So, which is cool, except that the bathroom was like right off of the kitchen, and I was in the bathroom the whole time having severe gastric disturbances. And my students were just standing like right outside the door, and it was all tile, and it was all very, very tiny. Anyway, so it was very, they were like basically a part of it, you know? We were just like a community having this experience of me drinking too much poop tea is what we call it. So, but on top of that, nobody could decide who was in charge of giving water to our building. Like they were, it was like on a line of the city or something. And so they were always fighting about who provided us water. So they frequently turned off our water. And this was the day where there was no water to flush the toilet, which was right next to the kitchen. And I had a bunch of students over and I was having severe, severe issues.
While they're cooking,
And they don't know how to cook Thanksgiving meal. So really all I was in charge of, thankfully, was the mashed potatoes. And because it just made sense with how the day was going, they like were the consistency of Elmer's glue. It was, they were the whole, so that we had to haul buckets of water up four flights of stairs just to flush the toilet that we had to get from across, from the restaurant across the street. It was bad.
That's amazing. I feel like I probably would have canceled Thanksgiving that year or told my Chinese students that it's been rescheduled. It happens sometimes in America.
Sometimes you just make it on a new day when you can't stop pooping. So bad. And what was so annoying was I did it to myself. I drank six cups of poop tea. Like, that was on me. Oh, man. Anyway, that was like 9 years ago and I've never quite recovered.
No, I, yeah.
Do you have a question for me?
I have some reader questions who sent in some ahead of time. Basically, everyone wants to know, and I do too, what do you wear for Thanksgiving meal? Do you like to get fancied and gussied up, or do you like to wear like your stretchy pants? Because you're going to be eating a lot of food.
I feel like the way style is right now, not that I have a handle on it, but the handle of style that I have involves leggings and like a tunic. So I think you can do both this year.
You're right.
Don't you think?
Yes. The question was specifically, what should a mom wear on Thanksgiving and what should a mom not wear?
Don't wear skinny jeans that you're going to just feel really uncomfortable when you eat too much.
Yes.
You don't want to be the person who unbuttons their pants at the table.
That's
reserved for grandpa. So I don't know.
I like the leggings and tunic. That's a really good like compromise of cute and comfy. I'm really glad that we live in this like decade, era of fashion.
Me too. It's been a real blessing.
Yes. With tall boots. Even cuter.
It is, but oh man, I mean, where we are, it's so hot still. I'm in flip-flops still.
That is really hard for me to like wrap my mind around.
What's going on where you are?
In Michigan.
In Hamtramck.
And it's like 45, 50 degrees. So it's not terrible yet, but our flip-flops are put away and
okay.
We're wearing fallish and winter clothes. I feel sad for you. I love fall clothes.
We're wearing fall clothes. We're just really wishing that we weren't. We're just hot in the fall clothes. We definitely do it for pictures though.
Yes. Oh, of course. All right. Your turn.
Okay. So are we saying who asked these questions or not really?
You can, I guess. I didn't the last time, but I will give a shout out to Beth Goad.
Who asked that question?
That was the last question.
It was a lovely question. Okay, so this question was for, I don't know, I asked if I can say their name, and then I'm like, I don't even know how to say, Balmangor?
Okay.
The question was, how can I get my family to not talk about politics? Which I love them. I love them so much. Politics is one of their two top topics.
There's quite a few ways.
Okay.
I can think of. So
help us out.
Whenever the name Trump, Clinton, politics, anything comes up, just like there's a couple things you can do. You can stand up and pull out the tablecloth from underneath everyone. You could stand up and leave the room. I'm thinking of really inappropriate things, actually, that I'm not saying. So, but, you know, basically what I'm trying to say is if you make it clear that this is not something you want to talk about and that you're going to cause a large disruption of activity,
okay,
then you don't have to talk about politics.
And do you say it ahead of time? Like, I will pull the tablecloth.
No, you need the element of surprise.
Okay. So just stand up, pull the tablecloth out, and exit.
Preferably do it in a way where the things on the table remain in their place. So really quick and fast. Like
a magic trick.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So this needs to be practiced like starting now. We don't have that. Yeah. We don't have that much longer.
Yeah.
Till Thanksgiving. Okay. So my thoughts all centered around harming yourself to just create a diversion.
Yeah.
Pretend to faint or have like pretend you're choking on some turkey or something. And then they're probably going to like unite instead of like fighting amongst themselves. They'll unite to see how they can save your life. Hopefully.
They may
choose to continue to fight.
Yeah.
In which case you've really learned a lot.
I think that'd be really great. It would give them a chance to practice their Heimlich.
That's true.
You know.
Okay. Or you could like pretend that you can't hear them. Just like.
Oh, yeah.
Go deaf whenever that talk comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to do this all the time. They're always talking about politics. And so I just try to kind of go into like a dream world.
So you're just kind of glaze over with your face.
I just glaze over. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of glaze.
I think in all seriousness, though, if we were to put like a serious cherry on top of this question, I think anytime we can divert people's fears back to like who the true king is and who's really in charge, who has the government on his shoulders. Like,
yeah,
you know, if you can get that last sentence in and then ask how baseball's going, are we still in baseball season? No.
Yeah. And then immediately go into
something else.
The grocery store is having grapes on sale.
That would be a good one. Also should probably brainstorm some topics ahead of time.
That wasn't as much of a seamless transition as I would have hoped.
You want to talk about food now, Emily?
Oh, man. Yeah, let's try. Okay, yes, I do. I want to talk about food. Happy Little Lovelies on Instagram. I need to pull up what she said, but it was hysterical. Okay, from where you live, is there oyster casserole? Is that a thing?
No, that's disgusting. What?
Me either. I had never heard about it. I had multiple people bring up oyster casserole. So it's a thing that needs to be addressed. So let me pull up what she said because it was really funny. Okay, so she said, so here's my Thanksgiving problem. My grandma thinks she cooks good and she thinks her oyster stuffing is a Thanksgiving family favorite, but it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Everyone cringes when we see her walk into my mom's holding her casserole dish year after year. We have hinted as kindly as we can to her that maybe since it never gets eaten, that no one likes it, but she obviously hasn't taken the hint. My poor grandpa eats a couple servings every year just to make her feel good. What is your advice, ladies?
Okay. I can think of two things, and both of them involve destroying the casserole dish before it gets to the table.
Okay, how would you do that?
This can be done two ways.
Okay.
Tripping grandma on the way in.
Oh, man, she's so brittle, though.
That's not my first, like, that's not where I think we should land. But
okay. No pun intended.
Just for some options here.
Okay.
The second one would be to meet grandma at the door, grab the casserole dish from her because she is frail and brittle and should not be carrying such heaviness, and trip on your way to the kitchen.
You trip. Okay. That's so okay. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's going to make a big mess and possibly cut some arteries with the Pyrex like slicing into
Wow.
You as you fall. I'm just concerned about the safety issue of that.
Would you rather eat the oyster?
No, I have an idea.
Okay.
Right. So grandma likes to talk about politics. Let's just blend these two disaster families together. Yes. And so you get you and, you know, your sister or whatever. If your sister's talking to you still, mine isn't because I just said her Christmas present to everybody. So if you and your sister are still working together, one person starts talking about, you know, something political. And then you just take some scoops of it and put it in the trash. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so you're lying to grandma, but grandma is not gonna not bring this oyster casserole. It's happening. Like, we've got to work with what we can control, and what we can control is scooping it out, throwing it away when grandma's talking about politics.
That's pretty good. I have a third option.
Okay,
maybe this is our fourth one out on the table now though.
Okay,
and this might take a few years to implement, but it'll be worth it in the end.
Well, how old is Grim? We've got to think about how long do we have?
Also, that option that you just waited it out. Yeah. But another option could be if someone new is coming into the family, like a new husband or boyfriend or adopted child, they suddenly have an oyster allergy. They have a seafood allergy. Tell her ahead of time that you're really going to miss it because it's everyone's favorite. But
it's a tradition.
Mm-hmm. But my new boyfriend has an oyster allergy.
I think that's really good. Mm-hmm. That may even be the best one.
I think so.
None of them are based on truth.
That's a problem.
Could they just say, Grandma, it's not good?
We could go the truth route.
I don't know, though. I mean, it came up several times. Like, it's a thing. And I don't know what part of the country it's from, because I have never heard of it. And where are you from originally? Was that confusing?
I moved a lot growing up, so.
Okay.
Like the Midwest, mostly.
Okay. So that's not I'm from Arizona.
Okay.
I've lived in California. Mm-hmm. I live in Texas. It is not a thing over here. Maybe it's an East Coast thing.
It's like a Georgia, South Carolina.
Does it?
I think so.
I have like a bad taste in my mouth just thinking about it.
It seems like a very slimy dish to me.
Sounds like it's brownish gray. Yuck. I think this is my hunch. She knows nobody likes it. Mm-hmm. I think she's sticking it to him. I think she's enjoying everybody trying to figure out how to make grandma feel good.
Yes.
That's what I think grandma is sneaky. This is what makes me think it, because it takes one to know one. I think I'm going to be that grandma with the oyster casserole because I think that stuff is so funny. Making people uncomfortable. I love creating uncomfortable situations just to watch people react.
That is very kind of you.
When I was little, I did this as a child. Like, I was born like this. I would wrap up a present to my cousin Jeremy. He was my same age. Mm-hmm. He still is my same age. Yeah. We age at the same rate.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a family thing. Okay. Anyway, and so but he's really shy and he's really good natured. So you can kind of do whatever to him and he's just going to laugh.
Okay.
So those are my favorite kind of people. The ones you can jack with and they're still happy. So I would wrap up a present to Jeremy every year and I'd make it like super pretty. Mm-hmm. But there was nothing in the box. And I would put his name on it, but I would not sign it from anybody. I did this every year. And every year he gets so excited and open up a box of nothing. And then in our family, in that side of the family, we opened everything at the same time. So it was like chaos. Mm-hmm. So I would just kind of keep my eye out for Jeremy opening the box of nothing. Mm-hmm. Just so I could watch, like, because he would then, you comb back through all the paper, like, did I throw it out? Like, is it just super small? Who do I thank? Who do I ask about this? So then you just watch him kind of like go through the steps in his mind.
Every year, over and over.
Oh, yes. So that's what made me know I'm going to be oyster casserole grandma.
You know, another theory could be that she's waiting for the truthful, honest person to come say that they don't like her oyster casserole, and then that person gets all of her inheritance.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Because you want to have an honest person.
Yeah, that's how you find your true, the true family member.
Right, the one who tells you you have spinach in your teeth.
That's how you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that lady.
Yeah, it could go on and on. There's so many theories. Let's move on.
Okay.
I have a question from Short Rest, Sherry. I know this lovely lady.
Okay.
I always cook enough food to feed 60 people, and there are only four of us.
Why does she cook that much food? Is it like the amount of, like is she making 16 things, or is she just making like quadruple one thing?
My guess, she didn't specify, but my guess is when you think about Thanksgiving, like you need turkey, you need mashed potatoes, you need stuffing, you need cranberry sauce, you need pumpkin pie, you need all the stuff. Like that's way too much for one family to eat, but you have to make it. It's Thanksgiving.
Like, yeah, there's just lots of pieces to the puzzle. Mm-hmm. Okay, so number one, you could invite people to the table who you don't maybe know that well, or who maybe, like, especially... I've spent several holidays in other countries, and so to be invited in for those holidays when you are not from there is really cool, because then you get to experience, like, what is an actual Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And maybe you can create your history lesson in a politically correct way.
Very politically correct. Right.
Felt board would be nice, too. Yeah, that's a great idea. I like that.
So what about you? What do you think?
Okay, well, this is a little funny story, because I had this question ahead of time. So I was like, oh, I bet that there are nonprofit organizations out there where you can like donate your extra food.
Oh my goodness.
To like homeless shelter, or you can send it to troops overseas. Like I just was getting really excited about the possibilities of what was out there. So I Googled this phrase. You ready?
Yeah.
What to do with leftover Thanksgiving food?
Okay.
I was really hopeful for America that it would be like pages and pages of creative ideas. I was dumbfounded when all there was recipes of what to do with your leftovers.
How to turn it into turkey soup or something.
Yeah, it didn't compute in my mind, because I was so expecting all these creative ideas. And then I realized like maybe the way I phrased it, maybe we're just not there yet in America with those types of. But my mom, actually growing up, I think this was more like Christmas cookie leftovers. She would take them down to our like Salvation Army or our mission downtown, and she would donate like any leftover cookies.
Do you think they still take it? Are people doing too many weird things to food that they need to not take it?
That's a really sad thought.
I know. What is your bread done?
No, I just, Better Life Bags just made a sale.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I will turn that off. That was embarrassing.
So funny. Ugh. One person told me they had a problem with the cranberry. She called it cranberry plop.
Ew, that doesn't sound good.
No, but neither does the stuff that comes out of the can. You just like plop it in a bowl.
Of what it is. Yeah.
It's like an onomatopoeia.
Yes, that's good.
Learned that on Reading Rainbow. Never forgot it.
Nice.
So I'm trying to find her.
Well, while like you're looking, friend. Yeah. I'm going to brag on myself for a minute. So, just for a second. This is, other people can take this and use this and also brag on themselves later. But one Thanksgiving, Neil, who's my husband, who's not my husband at the time, but he was in Iraq, deployed on Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
So I created a Thanksgiving meal to ship to him. And I did beef jerky for like the turkey. I did potato chips for the mashed potatoes. I did like little dried cranberries. And for dessert, it was one of those caramel apple pops.
That is so thoughtful.
I was really proud of it. That was honestly the best Thanksgiving meal I have ever made. Because
I love that, because you don't like cooking.
I've never made Thanksgiving dinner.
Me either. I never have.
It's too much.
It is too much. And I don't really I don't like the turkey enough to even care about it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I really just want pumpkin pie. I don't care about anything else.
Wow. I dislike the pumpkin pie.
What? Thing.
Yeah. I love everything else. The mac and cheese.
Oh, you have mac and cheese. We don't do that.
What? You can.
Well, I understand that there's the freedom to do it. I'm just saying we don't do it. Gosh. I can.
It's one of those approved Thanksgiving dinner meals.
Never in my history of my life have I heard of that.
What?
No. Okay, well, hold it. What are you having at Thanksgiving? You got the green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberry.
For plop. Those like that. Plop. Yeah.
Even if you don't eat it, it like needs to be on the table for like color.
Color. And for sure. If you're missing that, it's very sad meal.
Right. And then mashed potatoes and gravy and turkey.
And mac and cheese. And mac and cheese. And some cheesy potatoes.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
Some rolls, butter.
Oh, yeah, there's rolls. Mm-hmm.
Apple pie and pumpkin pie.
Okay, so I have a question from somebody. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. But basically the idea of we don't talk about anything of any substance. We just kind of sit there.
Mm.
We have these things called the blessing bowl, and you pull a thing out and paint it on this little tiny stone is like a topic. And then if you pull out that topic, then you talk about that thing.
Oh, that's fun.
And we do it every night at dinner, but it's also fun to do, you know, in a bigger group.
Is that something that's produced or you make them?
No, you buy it.
Mm-hmm. You buy it.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Milestone Blessing Bowl, but it's got like, so your highs and lows of the day. Those are two different ones. You could talk, there's one that's a cross, and so it's for a sacred, like, where have you seen God? The one that's remembering, like, what's a memory you want to talk about? And one that's like an eye with a tear, so like, what's made you sad? Mm. And there's one that's a compass, so like, what's a new direction you're headed? And then one that is beginnings and completions. So what are you starting? What have you wrapped up? And then there's one that's blank. And so you can just talk about whatever you want. And then there's one that's has a hand, and it's for caring. Like, how have you cared for someone, or how someone cared for you? And then one that is of gratitude. What are you thankful for?
That is beautiful.
It makes for some really fun conversation. And the kids each have the one they like to talk about all the time. My son always, for such a happy little boy, he always wants the one where you can talk about what's made him cry.
Aww.
And then my daughter likes the remembering one, and she always says, remember that time that you saved me when I was drowning? I'm like, I do. Thanks for bringing that up again.
Oh my gosh.
So my kids have problems. I'm just kidding. But it's funny, the things they like really want to talk about, it gives them a chance to do that.
Did they catch on right away? I have a feeling my kids would some modeling.
Definitely some modeling. And so honestly, this sounds really jacked up, but okay, so at first my son would just, you'd give him the rock and he'd say like, vacuum cleaner. I'm like, thank you for that.
That would be my kids, totally.
It was when he was first starting to learn. But you're learning how to listen, how to take turns. And then if they want like an extra piece of dessert or whatever, if they can ask a follow-up question, or respond with like a, well, that was an interesting story. Then they can earn like more food.
It's so bad. Earn their food by.
Oh man, no. That's, I'm just saying, like, if they want another Oreo and they're like, well, how did that make you feel? I'm like, way to go.
That's nice. I like that. I'm going to get that game. Oh, you know, another good game that we just got. We're way behind the times, but the pie face game. Do you know that?
I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah.
But no, I don't have it. So tell me about how it works.
I'm sure everyone knows, Emily. I feel silly.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks.
It's that game where there's like a plastic hand sticking out into the air. And you put your face in this hole, and you fill the hand up with whipped cream, and then you do the little spinner, and then
you don't know if it's going to go.
No, yeah, you don't know when it's going to pop. So you have to turn the crank however many numbers that you spun, and you're just, it's kind of like Russian roulette in a
safer
way. You know,
very happy Russian roulette.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, I was in a pie eating contest.
Oh my gosh, I saw that. You got second place.
3 minutes. I ate in a whole pie and I didn't get anything. I'm really competitive and I don't love eating that much pie and not getting anything at the end.
Yeah, except added inches to your hips.
But it kept falling out of my nose and then I had to eat it. So it was like eating pie out of my nose. It was so gross. And then at the end of all that, I didn't get anything.
What did the girl get who won?
She got a $50 gift card.
Wow. What kind of pie was it?
I ate a chocolate pie and she had a lemon meringue pie. So she had just a lot of meringue. So I'm saying that was an unfair advantage.
That's fluffier. Yeah, that's full of air.
And I prefer lemon to chocolate. So there's a lot of things working against me here. And I'm trying to like come to terms with it, but I'm struggling.
Mm-hmm. Whoever organized that event did not take basic science class where you have to keep all the, you know, all of, what is those things called? The same.
Control the element. I
was going to say elements too. But
the control elements. None of that's right.
None of it.
But listen, there were six of us and I came in second. I beat a bunch of gigantic men. So I feel good about that. Yes. But the other thing, speaking of, you know, the control elements, which we've named incorrectly, there was two people who had a cherry pie, which had a whole layer of crust on top. So they had to eat twice the crust. That is so not fair.
No.
So I don't know. I just feel like
we need to pick it.
We need to take this to the top, fix all this injustice.
Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I'll get her next time.
Yeah. But you got your Better Life bag today, so.
I did. Okay. And I already told you this, but I'll tell the listeners that I promptly, after my husband hid it from me, and when I found it, we were going on a walk to look at the supermoon, and I took it with me on the walk just because I felt like I needed to have a little quality time with it, like just introduce it to my life.
Yeah. You held your phone in it. It's a good phone holder.
It's like such a big purse.
Phone holder.
It was. You know, it's so funny, though. I love how it looks. And my husband said, you know what? How often do you buy something and it looks exactly like the picture? I was like, I know, not often. It looks just like the picture.
Aw, good.
So happy with it. And it's so light compared to my other purse. It's so.
Because you were just carrying your phone in
because
it.
Mainly because it just had my phone.
Didn't have anything in it.
You know, it's so funny. I did not even factor that in. You're blowing my mind right now. You're right. So I had another question. I had it from several people, but what if you have family? Like everybody wants you to spend all your time with them and they all want you to eat the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of give you a guilt trip when you don't. Like I only just have to go to one family.
Right.
But I do remember having to do that before I moved out here.
Yeah.
Do you have to do that? Is that your Thanksgiving?
We don't. No, we distance ourselves from our family.
There you go.
Not like, you know.
It's a good diet plan for Thanksgiving. Yes.
Right. It's a great diet plan. We lived in Michigan without any family for 6 years. And then my parents moved up last year because I have three kids and they want to be, you know, around them. Had nothing to do with me, but it's all right. So we'll go up there for Thanksgiving this year and just kind of hang out and have one of those like typical lazy Thanksgiving days.
Okay.
But that would be very chaotic to try to make all these different meals. Like, get there, you know, make them in time and then eat everything.
Yeah. And one of the girls said, like, she spends more time on the road than actually at Thanksgiving.
Right.
I don't know how to solve that. I also don't know how to solve the everybody wants you to eat their oyster casserole.
Right.
But you already ate it over at the other house.
Her grandma's house.
What are you supposed to do?
Bring your dog with you to feed it under the table.
Okay. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Or just dress your kids up super cute so that everybody's just like focused on them.
Mm-hmm. You could have too much Senna tea the night before.
Just call it off.
Call it off.
That's a good idea.
I kind of feel like other people I know who live in town with both families, they either do Thanksgiving with one and Christmas with the other, or they do Thanksgiving like the night before with one family. And then like the other Thanksgiving gets the real deal. You know what I mean? I don't know that many people except in the movies that have to make it to five different Thanksgiving dinners on one day.
In the movies, I had to do that. In fact, one year, because I was the oldest, so I got to drive me and my siblings around from one family to the other family because my parents were divorced. Mm. One year, I ran out of gas on the freeway and we spent, it was either Thanksgiving or Christmas, on the side of the road.
Wow.
So that was my bad. Sorry, guys.
You have a lot of good Thanksgiving stories.
Wow. Yeah.
I wonder what will happen this year.
Don't say that. Do you hate me?
I'm just hopefully excited nothing. To find out. I just want to know.
Okay, well, stay tuned, folks.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.